Price controls put some burdens on all of us. We may have to forego profits or wage increases or keep some extra records that we wouldn't ordinarily keep. But the burdens are small compared to the benefits for all of us. A strong control law would be good for the workers, good for businessmen, good for farmers, and good for consumers. In that connection, I should like to say a word to the farmers and ranchers who grow beef cattle. You know I'm a friend of agriculture. I've worked long and hard to hold farm prices up when the farmer was getting hurt. I was for fair prices for the farmer then, and I am for fair prices for the farmer now. Recently, as you know, Mike DeSalle put out an order that'll bring down beef prices to the consumer. That order was put out with my approval. That order will bring beef cattle prices down from about 150% of parity to about 125% of parity. I think that's fair enough in time of national emergency. I think most farmers and ranchers would agree that is a fair price. But certain lobbyists claiming to represent cattle growers have put on a terrific hullabaloo down here in Washington. These lobbyists are saying that the cattle growers and the cattle feeders in this country won't be satisfied with a fair profit. And these lobbyists say if they can't get what they want, the cattle growers and feeders will go on strike against the government and the people of this country. These lobbyists are actually threatening us, all of us, that if they don't get big profits at the consumer's expense, we won't get any meat. They say that cattle will be held off the market and the American people will be starved out until the government gives in. The government's not going to give in. Now, I don't believe for a minute that most of the cattle growers or cattle feeders in this country feel that way or would conspire to do that sort of thing against the public interest. I don't believe these lobbyists here in Washington really speak for the cattle producers of this country. In fact, I'm very sure that they don't. I do not believe our cattlemen would keep meat away from our soldiers and defense workers. I don't believe they would cut off the supply of leather to make shoes for our armed forces in the field. I think they're just as patriotic as the rest of us and want to do what's fair and right. Many of them have told me that they realize that beef prices have been too high. They're willing to accept some reduction if they can be sure that the burden will be fairly distributed and that the benefits will be passed on to the consumer. That's what's bothering most of the cattle feeders. If the Congress makes it clear that price controls are going to stay in effect, then the growers and feeders will ship their beef cattle to market in the normal way. Once they're convinced that the controls are going to stay on and that the controls are fair, I'm sure the cattlemen will go along. I just do not believe, no matter what some people who claim to speak for the cattlemen are saying, I just do not believe that the cattle growers and feeders of this country are going to strike against their country and their fellow citizens. The situation we face is far too serious for that. This is a time of national danger. The welfare of all of us is at stake. If inflation gets away from us and wrecks our savings and ruins our economy, it would be the easiest victory the Kremlin could ask for. Communist Russia would win the whole world to totalitarianism without firing a shot. That's what the communists have been hoping for. They've been hoping for years for the collapse of the American economy. For years, we've been proving the communists to be wrong. We prevented depression. We proved over and over again to the Kremlin's confusion and dismay that instead of collapsing, our economy is growing stronger and stronger. We must keep right on proving that. The way to do it is to have an anti-inflation program, including price controls, wage controls, rent controls, credit controls, controls that really hold down prices and the cost of living. When some of us have to take a cut in profits or pass up a wage increase we might otherwise get, let us remember that we are making a contribution to the peace of the world. The men who are fighting in Korea would tell us it's a very small contribution after all. And they're right. They're not here to speak for themselves, but we know what we ought to do to back them up. The people of this country, acting together, are stronger than any special interest. If we work together as a team, if everyone does his part, we can beat inflation. We can secure the defenses of this nation and keep down the cost of living for the average family. Nothing is more important to the long-run strength of our economy and to our work for world peace. Peace in this world is what every thinking man and woman is praying for. It's what I'm working and praying for. It is up to the Congress to pass a strong anti-inflation law so this country can do its full part in the fight for world peace.
You have just heard an address by the President of the United States. And now, our national anthem.